The skills needed
for successful listening are very similar to those involved in speaking, and students who have difficulty in one of these usually have difficulty in the other. A conversation needs both parties to listen, understand, respond, and be understood. Otherwise, successful communication cannot take place. Unfortunately, listening can be far from easy for several reasons. 1. Students often complain that they understand their teacher, but not real people who speak too quickly and whose accents they find difficult to understand. 2. Learners often find short monologues manageable, but become confused if the conversation involves more than one speaker or if there is background interference, for example, at a railway station. 3. The lack of visuals can cause a lack of concentration, and students switch off if the material is too long or the topic is not of interest to them. 4. They find it difficult to select information they need and to recognise and therefore ignore unnecessary or redundant details. 5. Familiar words or phrases can be missed because learners are not used to the differences between the written word and the spoken word. For example, pronunciation of certain sounds or word stress or contractions such as I've, not I have, and weak forms like to in I went to see my friend. 6. Just as sentence stress gives the main meaning of a sentence, for example, where are you from? Emphasis is on the place. Where are you from? Emphasis on this particular person. So intonation expresses mood and attitude. A. We're having a salad for lunch. B. Oh good, I love salad. Rising intonation and therefore positive. Compare it with this response. Oh good, I love salad. Falling intonation and therefore the impression is negative and sarcastic. Learners find this extremely difficult. So, what can we do to help our students? 1. Give them plenty of practice listening to native speakers with various accents, speaking at normal speed, and always play the recording at least twice. 2. Use different types of authentic material, for example, dialogues, news reports, technical presentations, speeches, etc. These should be short unless teaching study skills, i.e. listening to lectures and note-taking for university students. 3. Different tasks can be set to split up the listening, i.e. true-false questions for the first section, sentence completion for the middle section, and perhaps open-ended questions for the last part, who, what, why, etc. Pictures can also be used and put into the correct order or the appropriate picture chosen. 4. Knowing in advance what we are listening for helps focus our listening and thereby select relevant items. A question given before the listening will prepare the students mentally and give him or her a reason for listening. This technique could also be used towards the end of the listening, where students could be asked to predict the ending. This holds the student's interest. 5. If the weak forms of certain sounds are likely to cause confusion, these should be pre-taught. For example, by using minimal pair exercises, such as man, men, which helps students distinguish between similar sounds. It's also helpful to pre-teach vocabulary items necessary for any task completion. These could be done when setting the scene at the very start of the lesson with the topic word or sentence on the board and the class predicting the contents to follow. Word stress and intonation is perhaps best taught in a slot dedicated to oral-aural skills, either prior to the listening lesson or as a follow-up if difficulties have occurred. However, although many students from non-European countries find this alien to their own cultures and therefore find a rising, falling intonation pattern embarrassing to mimic, sensitive pair and group work can give much needed encouragement and support. In the same way, some European languages have a rising intonation pattern, for example, Greek, but plenty of practice can be both enjoyable and bring about wonderful results. So, to conclude, listening needs to be taught systematically through exposure to a wide range of authentic materials and varied activities, which help develop those skills our learners need to acquire.